Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. And today I want to talk to you about scaling your business, and in particular, adding what would be called a passive income or revenue stream to your business. And what I mean by this is not adding another service to your VA business. I'm talking about adding an information product to your business. And so an information product is something that you can create. It's almost like a one and done. You spend time creating it, and then you sell it, and you put it in a simple sales funnel that runs 24/7, so you can earn money while you sleep or play or do whatever you want to do without having to invest any more time. And I think one of the biggest misnomers, if you will, is that an information product has to be complex or hard. But it's really more about simplicity, making it simple for somebody to utilize your product. So by creating a simple information product, you again can add additional revenue to your business, which is always a good thing, and you don't have to spend any more time doing it once it's created and set up. So it's really a great way to leverage your time and make money. So what are information products in particular? Well, it's really anything that you can sell that will provide information to your audience. So it could be an ebook, it could even just be a checklist or a template. As I said, a lot of people overthink this, thinking that it has to be more than that, but it really doesn't have to be that. It can be so simple as long as it gets results and it's something that people need, especially now with we're coming out, at least here in the U.S., at the end of COVID, this whole pandemic at the time of this recording. And a lot of people are looking for things that they can do for themselves and their family or for their business, and they're just looking for simple things to do. And that's what an information product can do. So for instance, I have a friend of a friend who in the midst of the pandemic has a, I believe it's a golden doodle dog that she couldn't take to the groomer because, well, the groomers were shut down at that time. And so she had to figure out how to groom her own dog. And so she went out and did some research on Google, and she found, a little program, a little video program that shows how to groom a golden doodle. And this person was selling this info product for less than $50, and she bought it, and she was able to follow it, and she was able to groom her dog during COVID. So that's just an example of the knowledge that you can take. It doesn't have to be necessarily around your business. If you have a passion, and for instance, you know how to play piano really well, or you know how to groom a dog, those are things that you can actually turn into information products. And you can create a sales funnel that's off your business, because it's not business related, that can still earn you money, and you can free up some time. So that's what I'm talking about for info products. They can be based on your business, or they can actually be based on a passion or a hobby that you do really well that you could also sell. So why would you do this? One, it's a great way to make money while you sleep or play or are on vacation. And two, you're helping someone else with your knowledge or expertise. So that's info products. And info products can be sold, you know, for a price range anywhere from, I don't know, 99 cents to $99. It just depends on the content that you're giving and providing and the audience that you're going after. Those two things are really going to play into your information product. So my first information product was, I think it was an ebook, if I have to remember way back when. And I sold it for like $19. And it was a great product because it sold really well. And now one of my number one selling products is my VA Action Plan. It sells really, really well. I sell almost one every day. And it is something that I created. It took me quite a while to create it. But it's a do-it-yourself kit for anybody who wants to be a VA.
So you can think of things like that for your own business or for your own passion or hobbies. So if you want more information at the time of this recording, I'm actually setting up a webinar that will talk to you about how to decide what to sell and then tips on how to sell it. And I've put the link below. Now, if you're listening after I have the webinar up, the link will just redirect you right to the webinar. But right now, today, it will take you to the wait list. And then once I have that ready to go, I will be reaching out to you via email. So if you're interested in, you know, just learning more about information products and how they can help you and maybe get some ideas around what you could do for yourself, for your business, or just for a hobby, feel free to sign up below. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast, but this is one way for you to scale your business without having to work more. You can actually earn money while you're sleeping or playing or doing something other than working. So thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe if you're not already a subscriber. All the information is on this page, and feel free to share it as well. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.